Seriously?
He's not.
That way you make almond.
Oil.
Or breakfast.
Okay, so.
Remember almond?
Yeah. The Indian of donuts are Hanukkah.
Guys.
Close. The Indian of donuts are Hanukkah is. Once we have donuts until we get the sheets. Shlomo Zalman said that Hanukkah is Chanukah Hei when we won the Mechama. So that's one part of Hanukkah is the Nitzachon of the Mechama, and we found the Pach Shemen. But then the second thing that happened on Hanukkah, that we got back to Beis Hamikdash, and we were able to start bringing Karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, the Ramah says that the Indian of having Ketzas Sudas, being Marba Lul Sudas on Hanukkah, is because of this Indian of Chanukah's Mizbeach, that we got to use the Mizbeach again. If you look in Alanisim, we don't really speak about the Chanukah's Mizbeach. We don't speak about the fact that we were able to, that we got back the Beis Hamikdash to bring Karbanes. But in Alamichya, we do say Al-Mizbechacha. So we talk about the Mizbeach in Alamichya. Therefore, when learning Hilchas Brachas, we'll learn over there that donuts is one of those things that as much as you eat of donuts, you won't have to bench. And so you'll always have to make Alamichya. Therefore, he held that there's an Inyan to eat donuts on Hanukkah. Okay, let's start. Okay, we'll try to go through the list here of halachas and try to not get bogged down, but to get to the halachas of halacha l'maisa for the oilam. So the first point is from Mincha Erev Chanukah through Chanukah, we do not say Tachnun, Lamnatzeach, and Tzikoscha Tzedek on Shabbos by Mincha. There's a mitzvah to be happy during the days of Hanukkah. Included in this is not to listen to unnecessary bad news. Like someone said, maybe for over Hanukkah not to, Right, I didn't want to say any names, but there is the Indian to have Sudas, and with Zmirais and Sishbachais, it becomes a Sudas mitzvah. This is something interesting. That really Hanukkah is days for lahalo lahaydos, for praising Hashem, saying halal, and lahaydos to thank Him for the nisim. Doesn't say over there that's for Sudas. Comes along the Ramah, he says that there's somewhat of Indian to be marbek tzas, to add a little Sudas on Hanukkah. And the Ramah adds and says, if you'll sing Zmiris v'sishbachais, which means you sing songs or you speak about the praise of Hashem, you take the Suda, you make it into a Sudas mitzvah, which is an idea that we find in the Rishonim, that in other places where there's already a mixes, there's some reason for the Suda, with Zmiris v'sishbachais, it becomes a gathering of a Sudas mitzvah. There's a minhag to eat dairy, and if you understand what the minhag of eating dairy is, the minhag of eating milchig is because of the nest that took place with cheese, right, and wine. So then when you eat the milchig at the suda, you're thinking about the nest that took place with it. That itself makes the suda into a suda's mitzvah.
What about wine? Is there a minhag to drink wine?
There happens to be there's a hidden Mishnah Brura at the end of Hilchas Yontif. Marish, the last page of Hilchas Yontif, he brings out Tshuva's Beis Yaakov, where the Tshuva's talking about there's someone who's doing Tshuva, and because of that he does not want to eat meat and drink wine during the year. Says the Shmur, but on Shabbos, Yontif, Chanukah, and Purim, he's chayv to eat meat and drink wine. So it's a pella. In Hilchas Chanukah, he doesn't say anything about it. But you had to learn the whole Hilchas Yontif to get to it to know it. Okay. The next thing is that women have the minhag not to do work while the lights are burning until a half an hour after Tzitz Chavim. cooking is permitted. Fine. There's no requirement for extra sudas. We just spoke about this. However, with Zmir's, the praise of Hashem comes the sudas mitzvah. Fine.
Is it every day or only Hanukkah?
On Hanukkah. No, only on Hanukkah. When there is somewhat of Indian to have sudas. And then with this, yeah. From a half hour prior to the time of the lighting, one may not engage in any work, like hair cutting, and nor may one eat what's considered a suda. Eating fruits, vegetables, and drinking drinks are permissible, except wine. Without question, let's try to get somewhere. Now that's us all year. What I was going to say is as follows. What happens sometimes is that we're away, and we're not in the place where we need to light. I'll give you an example. We light here in the dining room, and I have a Hanukkah party in Bnei Brak, which is starting by Shkia time, and I have to be there on time. So I need to be in Bnei Brak at the time of lighting. So I'm not going to be able to light my menorah until I get back to Yerushalayim. So am I allowed to eat or drink? So we just said you can't eat or drink a suda before you light the neiros. However, if you make a shayma, you have someone that will remind you when you get back to light the neiros, or you set up some way an alarm that will ring when you get back here, an alarm that you'll know that the alarm is ringing for you to light the neiros, like there'll be a little note over there, light the neiros. So then you could eat even though you did not light yet. Okay? Now, next one. Once the time arrives for lighting, learning Torah is prohibited. Meaning, the other dinim that we just mentioned is from a half an hour before the Zman. Once the Zman starts, then learning Torah is prohibited. During the half an hour prior to the lighting, it is permitted.
Even if like you know when you're gonna light, even if you have a shimer, like you know the yeshiva lights at a certain time.
Once it is the time, and if you light at a half an hour after, then it's a half an hour after, whatever the time is for you.
I'm saying even if you have a shimer.
Yeah, you're supposed to light right away. Why not? Unless, yeah, men and women are required to light the neiros. However, married women are included in their husband's lighting. Fine. Where to light? Outside and inside, there are different opinions. The opinion of our yeshiva is based on a few different reasons. The best place in the situation that we are, since we are three or four flights up, and therefore the light outside would involve the many sfeikas and very possible that you're not yoitza. The lighting by the window over here, you're vada yoitza. Therefore, we chose that the psak is to light inside by the dining room, and for safety reasons, not in the bedrooms, but in the dorm rooms, but to light in the dining room by the window. There are different minhagim, what time to light, shkia, tzeis chavim, or 20 minutes after shkia. Those that have a minig should keep their minig to their minig, unless they can be like to say the yeshiva. In other words, when you're part of the yeshiva, you can follow the time that the yeshiva has designated for lighting. But when you have your own house and you follow the minig of your family, someone who does not have a minig or doesn't know their minig, so then the best time would be around 18 minutes after shkia or 20 minutes after shkia. Okay? Erev Shabbos. Candles should be lit after plaga mincha, which in this year it's 3:31. But it has to be done before shkia, obviously, which is 4:40 this year. And should burn a half hour after Seisik Chavim, at least 50 minutes after shkia, which means that you have to be careful on Erev Shabbos. If you don't fill your cups up fully with oil during the week, you put some water and some oil. But Friday, you have to make sure to fill up at least one cup with oil that's going to burn until the right time. Therefore, care should be taken to see that there should be enough oil in the menorah to burn for the required amount of time. The best time to light is 25 minutes before shkia, which this year is 4:14.
Why? What's that time?
What is that time? That is the time that Chazal wanted you to light it.
What time is before shkia?
At
least one. At least one. If you could do all of them, then for sure.
Shabbos,
but make sure at least one so you get to the mitzvah.
Shabbos candles go with
that. What? Shabbos candles go afterwards, yeah. One will be lighting at Plag and Mincha. But someone who's going to be lighting at Plag and Mincha, meaning at 3:31, should daven with a minion mincha first, if possible. If you're going to be lighting earlier than 4:14, if you're going to be lighting at 3:31, then you should try to daven mincha earlier, if possible. If not, then you can daven mincha afterwards also. But if you're lighting at the 25 minutes before shkia, then you do not have to daven mincha beforehand.
Why not?
I'm not getting into that right now. If you remind me, when we're doing kitzur, we'll go through it. The Hanukkah lights are lit before the Shabbos lights. The lady can begin lighting as soon as the man lit one of the Hanukkah lights. Okay. That's Erev Shabbos. Matzei Shabbos. One does not need to end Shabbos earlier than he normally does. Right? Rav Moshe writes that very clearly. If you keep 72, so you keep 72. If you keep 50, you keep 50, whatever it is. However, one should not waste time, and as soon as Shabbos is over, either say Avdullah and then light the Hanukkah lights, or light the Hanukkah lights first, each person according to their minig. If they have no minig, then they make Avdullah first and then they light. Okay? What?
I don't know,
we
have an option.
Yeah, okay. Why in yeshiva there's talking no option, but you're going to get out of yeshiva one day and have your own house. Before saying the brachas, one should light the candle. Now, by b'shasta locha. Before saying the brachas, one should light the candle and be standing next to the one he will be lighting first. Then say the bracha. First night, you say three brachas. The rest of the night's two brachas. Right? And you say the brachas, and then you start lighting the candles. There are different minhagim how to set up to menorah, from right to left, or vice versa, and which direction to light the neiros. When lighting, one should not remove his... Alright, so therefore, one should find out what their minhag, how they set up to menorah. In general, I think the general minhag is that on the right side of the menorah, you set it up from the right to the left, and then you light from the left to the right. That's the general minhag, but again, there are different variations of different minhagim. Each one find out.
Again, Rabbi, you do the Shabbos in the middle, you do from
the middle of the Shabbos.
Try to find out what your father does. If you don't, then on the right side, and then you do from the left to the right.
And
then you light left to right.
Keep on you always
light. First, the night that you're up to
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when lighting, one should not remove his hand. It's important. He should hold the flame there until the wick catches on fire, till it goes up, till most of the wick sticking out of the oil is burning. Some say on Neir Salolo after lighting the first light, and some wait until completing the lighting of all lights. Again, this is dependent on your minig. If you say on Neir Salolo as you're lighting the second light onwards, or you wait until afterwards. And there's svaras for both minhagim, so it's not just like, yeah. There's an inyan to stay with the neiros and think about the miracle of Hanukkah, brought down the Chavis Yoyah brings it down, not just the Chassidus svarim, but also the Litvish svarim. The Rambam used to, Altman Sabatka said, is Altman Sabatka? Said that the Rambam used to look at the neighbors and he pictured the whole nest that was happening. Bhagavad Gita says to gather the family together and speak out the Nisim. There's an Indian to stay by the neighbors. And then there are schoolers also. There's an Indian to stay with the neighbors, fine. One should not benefit from the light of the neighbors, therefore we light a shamash. Okay, now, we're left over with the following questions. If I'm going away for Hanukkah, where do I light? So one thing is clear. Yeshiva is your home no matter where you are. So if you have someone light for you here, you're definitely Yaitza. That's number one. Number two, if I'm going away for a Hanukkah party or just for supper or for lunch, that does not make, you need your bias, right? There's a din of ner ishu basi over here. Now, bias doesn't mean that you own the house, doesn't mean they own the house, and doesn't mean that you have to be renting the house either. It could be a bias even if you're not renting it. But bias is the place where you are, where you, your belongings, where you are. So going away just for a supper, or going away for a Hanukkah party, as the Taz says, if you can light over there, it's like lighting in the middle of the shuk, which is not going to work. Okay? So that's not enough. Is going away somewhere where I'm going to sleep there alone? Also, that's a question. If I will eat and sleep over there, that's already better. What normally happens is you're going away for Shabbos. Shabbos is a kvias. Shabbos is three sudas. Shabbos is a day. It's a day where there's a lot happening in the bayis on Shabbos. So if I'm going somewhere for Shabbos and I'm going to be eating and sleeping over there, then I for sure collide over there. Friday night I collide over there. And Matzei Shabbos, I could also light over there, even though I'm going to be leaving in a half an hour to go back to Yerushalayim. Even though I'm going to be leaving soon after, because since I was there for Shabbos, this is where I am tonight, Matzei Shabbos, B'shas the Hadlaka. This is where I am for the Hadlaka. Then I'm uprooting myself and going back to where I am. That's if you're going away for Shabbos. And if I'm going away for Shabbos, I'm going to be eating in one place or eating by different people and sleeping in another place. So then already, it's a question in the Paiskim, where is she alive? Were you eating or were you sleeping? So for sure, if you can be eating by different people, you for sure light where you're sleeping, because that's where your clothing, your suitcase, and whatever it is that you brought with you, that's where you are. But if you can be eating all three meals with one person, sleep by all person, still, I think where you're sleeping is better, but you could be yotze with the place that you can be eating all three meals over there.
About Sunday night.
When did you go?
Eating Sunday morning.
This
for how long?
You're going to Sunday for Shabbos.
You stay there for Shabbos.
Now, much Shabbos you like there. Now, what about
Sunday?
Sunday night, you're not going to be back on time for
me. Where are you Sunday by Lucky's Nares?
You're going to be there.
You're on the road. You can be anywhere.
On the bus on the way back. You're still not back yet.
Sunday, I'm on the bus on the way back.
Or even if you're both. Sam's still there, Sam on the way back.
I'm still there. I light over there.
I'm still there. I should light there Sunday night.
Sure, you're still there.
What do you do if you're planning on sleeping in yeshiva?
Then you got a shaymer.
But if you're on the bus, then you're stuck. You're not anywhere. So either you have a shlich life for you over here.
Light the bus on fire.
Or light the bus. No. Either you have a shlich life for you back over here, or when you get back here, don't waste time and light over here.
Light it for yourself?
Since we light inside, so you can wait until you get back.
What's the latest time to light?
You have the whole night. I mean, Chathkila, you should light earlier.
When you get back late from summer, you still light when you come back. Just have the timer.
If there are people awake, call them over to be around there when you light and you say, "Nerev Salos," so they prepare some money.
Bring donuts and all
that. A guy comes back at 2 in the morning, realizes he didn't light there. Doesn't have anything. He goes into the dining room and sees the menorah that it went out when it was like before it finished. It has half the oil left. Can he just go ahead and light that? Is he also his mitzvah?
Not posh at all. Because people reuse their oil the next night.
It's the last night.
If you know 100, this is the Suyim Bamatzi. If you know 100% that the guy is masking, then you can do it, right? The Gemara says, as long as he's not mafsid. If you know 100% that the guy won't be mafsid, then you could.
If I let someone put on my menorah and then
you
can relight it?
No.
The same night?
It's not just
you'll
be
makbe. No, he said if he
lets.
If I let.
Oh, if you let? Oh, okay, like this. If let's say I need to leave. So, can I put the menorah out? So, if it's already a half an hour after tzeis, which is around 50 minutes after Shkia, then I can put it out and go. If it's less than a half an hour after tzeis, so then already you should not put it out unless you really need to go and it might be a sakana to leave it. But otherwise, you should let it burn. Yeah.
You could light there over here and just leave after a minute.
As long as it's safe, you could.